Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. Hello, and welcome to Direct Impact's Mindful Meditations, where we offer a moment of reflection and pause as we increase self-attunement and tend to our internal landscapes. Now, take a deep breath. And see what you notice today. Welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and I so appreciate you being here for a mindful meditation on the Direct Impact podcast. Today, we are going to do a meditation, and we're going to do so in an attempt to create curiosity and notice the parts of ourself that desire attention and reflection. We want to introduce this as part of what you might use as you prep and prepare for your journaling practice. Whatever journaling practice you have, we recommend you have one. And any journaling practice is appropriate. It's just based on what your needs are, based on personality, preferences, and mood. Whatever journaling practice it may be, we would like for you to take some time to introduce this meditative practice before you engage with your journal and see if it sparks curiosity and reflection and allows for attention to settle in the right parts and the right areas of self. Okay? Because where there is stress and toxicity, there tends to be resistance and avoidance. And we want to be able to really give special attention to those parts of ourselves that need healing. Okay? So take some deep breaths. All right. I want you to inhale really deep through the nose. Hold it. And release with a hum. Whatever tone you choose, whatever is appropriate, it is so nice to feel the vibrations and to feel the oxytocin that comes from this practice of humming. Let's do that three more times. One deep, deep breath. Inhale through the nose. Hold it, and then release with a hum.
two more times. And as you're feeling yourself relax, notice what that feels like. That feeling of relaxation where the tension just melts away. Just imagine a wave washing over you, washing the tension and the stress of the day and of circumstances away for the moment, allowing your body to relax, stress to release, and just make sure that you're in a quiet and comfortable place. You can be laying down, you can be seated. Just make sure you're in a quiet and still space where you're rooted and grounded and stable. Continue with two more deep breaths and hum as you release any additional carried or embodied stress or toxicity. Through the nose, inhale, hold, and release with the vibrations of your hum. Excellent. Now I want you to identify the parts of you that you'd like to get curious about today. Start that with a body scan. Start that going from the top of the head all the way down, just radiating warmth through the body. And as the warmth is scanning your body for wounds, for broken parts, for scarcity, for areas that just crave and desire to be known and held and attuned to, just let that warmth radiate up and down your body until it settles on a specific part where toxic emotion might be stagnant and embodied. I would like for you to notice that mentally, connect with it emotionally, and I would like for you to put your hand and touch it physically, whatever part of that body that you find needs that special attention. Attune to it, touch it, hold it, notice it. Now take three more deep breaths. Inhale through the nose, hold at the top, and hum as you release your breath. Hum into that space. Hum into that place and that part and feel the connection through curiosity. What is it telling you? What is its story? What is it trying to reveal? It's so filled with a wealth of information and knowledge about self. Imagine using a key to unlock it, so that you can fully embrace it and experience it. Opening it up, getting excited and curious about what's in store, what's inside, what information might be revealed about who you are and where you find yourself today, in this moment, in this second, in this breath. Notice that part with utter curiosity. Sit with it. Find ease with it. This is a special part of you that has been waiting for your attention. Feel the curiosity inside of you grow and radiate and expand as you start to feel excited and energized and motivated to dive deeper into what this part of you will tell you and what it will expose and what it will unlock in your journaling practice. I want for you to take two more deep breaths and really focus on what does this part need from you. We have so many needs, and our needs are so beautiful. Our weaknesses, our struggles, our stories are all so beautiful. Notice it. Identify what need needs to be attuned to and answered by your full self, by your whole self. You can meet the needs of this wounded part, this part that desires attention. Identify that need. Two more deep breaths in through the nose. Hold it and hum into that need. As you exhale. Now that you have identified a specific need for a wounded part of self, I want you to imagine holding that in a very special, beautiful, safe container, and taking that into your journaling practice. All right. Now you're starting to be alert, and you're starting to notice the bubbling energy of excitement and curiosity as you unpack that deeper in your journaling practice today. Thank you so much. And if this was useful, come back to it. Come back to it as many times as you need to as you engage your journaling practice.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.